And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Staying in Southern Africa today, he talks about a moving and uplifting film about a country that did manage to overturn a regime of cruelty and injustice, thanks also to the vision and to the courage of an extraordinary man called Nelson Mandela. The film, you've probably already guessed, is Invictus.
I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
It's a very moving film, though I was surprised that a lot of critics didn't like it at all. And I was trying to work out why, because the people that I saw it with were very moved, a number of critics as well. And it's this big problem about portraying goodness, that somehow or other people want such conflict that when you present a good character and very positive story, they think is not dramatic enough, and so they don't review it well.
So let's tell our listeners who maybe don't know Invictus that it's a story of Nelson Mandela and the new South Africa, right?
It is.
How it began, let's say.
It begins very well, actually, giving a summary of Nelson Mandela's life up to the time of his release. And it does it very effectively in using a kind of television news format, even though Morgan Freeman is actually acting the part of Mandela, which makes it seem as if you're watching real newsreel and you accept Morgan Freeman as Mandela right from the start.
Today, President Mandela takes office in Pretoria, balancing black aspirations with white fears.
And he gives such a powerful performance all the way through that it's a bit of a shock during the final credits to see the real Mandela. But they're very similar.
It seems to be a very inspiring film.
It is. We better add that it's a football film and it's a rugby union film, which is an unusual topic for a film to be screened in the United States. And during the film, somebody does remark, you know, apropos of soccer being called football, that it's a gentleman's game played by thugs and hooligans, whereas rugby union is a hooligan's game played by gentlemen.
That's a very appropriate description.
Yes, it really looks rough and tumble, the scenes of the final match, because Mandela was very shrewd and he didn't want to alienate the white people who had been in power in the apartheid years. And so he found that South Africa hosting the Rugby Union World Cup in 1995 could be an occasion to bring black and white people together.
Brothers, sisters, this is the time to build our nation.
And also having a very strong rugby team, the Springbok team has always been one of the best in the world. Why not capitalize on that?
All of the whites are cheering for South Africa. All of the blacks are cheering for England. How long before the World Cup?
And so he decides then that if the Springboks perform reasonably well, then that could be a great uniting factor in the country. In fact, they are so inspired by Mandela and by their captain, played by Matt Damon.
I've been invited to tea.
With who?
The president.
That they actually not only do well, they get through to the final.
Tell me, Francois, how do we inspire ourselves to greatness when nothing less will do? How do we inspire everyone around us?
And that is true history.
It is.
I see here you say that the film is based on a book by a journalist called John Carlin, entitled Playing the Enemy.
Yes. There was some criticism by other journalists that differed from his perspective. But I read an article by one of them who didn't like the author, but he said somehow or other the film moved him very much, and I gather that people in South Africa have also been very moved by Invictus.
From what I can see, it's a number of things that come together. It's the figure of this extraordinary man, shots of a sport, of a well-played sport like rugby, do arouse emotion, and also the music that's been chosen to accompany the film. It's South African music. It's throbbing, very heartfelt, emotional music. I think altogether, how can it not move?
This rugby is a political calculation.
It is a human calculation.
According to the experts, we'll reach the quarterfinals and no further.
According to the experts, you and I should still be in jail.
Times change. And we need to change as well.
Well, that's true, and it's symbolised, I think, by the various times that Nelson Mandela himself goes onto the football field and is acclaimed by the crowds. You can just feel that unity and the inspiration that follows from that.
Do you hear? Listen to your country. This is it. This is our destiny.
You start your review saying Invictus means unconquered, and you also quote a poem that Nelson Mandela, you say, relied on during his 27 years in prison on Robben Island. And this poem is quoted during the film as well, isn't it?
Yes, especially that he is the captain of his soul and will not be bowed and bloodied.
I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
I hadn't come across the poem before, but in the context of the film, it reads rather well, which is why I thought it was best to put the whole text of the poem in the review.
Do you think it's also interesting historically? I mean, it's recent history, and most people know what happened in South Africa, but do you think it's an interesting glimpse at what society was like at that time in South Africa and how things did begin to change?
It is. You realise that, you know, a lot of things still have to change, and that's emphasised in the film. But with Mandela still alive, he still brings that period very vividly to mind, because even in his 90s, he is still there and a symbol of what was achieved when it all seemed impossible.
Was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.